All righty, well, I'll tell you this. Donald Trump made some remarks about Debbie Dingell and John Dingell, and the national press tried to make it into something big. I can assure you, and I'm reading from Ron Fournier from Cranes Detroit here in Michigan. Well, that's the way you lose. Michigan is insulting Congressman Dingell. Trust me, nobody outside of that district cares. It's not going to change one vote in Grand Rapids or Lansing or Traverse City or the UP. That's the way that is. And that's just nonsense to say otherwise. Absolutely silly. I want to give you a compilation here of the Democrats and how hypocritical they are and disingenuous they are. And I also want to say to Republicans, if you get the chance to impeach the next Democrat president on thin, weak articles of impeachment, don't do it. We're better than that. We are better than, and we need to be better than that for the Republic. But I want to take you to Byte 42, a compilation of the Democrats telling you why it's wrong to impeach on political partisan lines. Take a listen, Byte 42.
There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other. Such an impeachment will produce the divisiveness and bitterness in our politics for years to come and will call into question the very legitimacy of our political institutions.
We must not, we cannot ignore the will of the people. Almost 50 million people elected Bill Clinton as our president.
We leave here today void and empty because our president will have been toppled against the will of the people of the United States.
This is indeed a Republican coup d'etat. Mr. Speaker and members, Americans all, the Republicans will couch this extremist, radical anarchy in pious language, which distorts the Constitution and the rule of law.
You may have the votes, you may have the muscle, but you do not have the legitimacy of a national consensus or of a constitutional imperative. This partisan coup d'etat will go down in infamy in the history of this nation.
I am greatly disappointed in the raw, unmasked, unbridled hatred and meanness that drives this impeachment coup d'etat.
Uh-huh. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Maxine, there you go. The disingenuous nature of the Democrats is, well, shocking, frankly, is it not? It's kind of shocking. They went down a path completely partisan, unlike, by the way, what has ever happened in an impeachment effort before. President Trump becoming the third president impeached. Nixon would have been impeached, of course, but he resigned. Trump's not going anywhere. And at this point, it looks like the polling is favoring Donald Trump to be reelected by wide margins in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, unless they can somehow turn the impeachment into a victory for Democrats. But somehow right now, I can assure you it is not. The Democrats have overstepped their bounds. They've gone after this guy who has continued to have success on unemployment, in the economy, the USMCA, the deal with China, the deal with South Korea, the deal with Japan. And the list just goes on and on and on. America, a net exporter of energy. America lowering taxes. America being the focus of a booming economy with 3.5% unemployment. These things will not get overlooked when people go to the ballot box on the 3rd of November. And the fact that there is no crime here, there's no obstruction of Congress. People don't even like Congress. Check the numbers. You think Donald Trump's numbers are weak some days. Congress is a fraction of that. And the Democrats ought to be ashamed. They have no answers to how to deal with the president, the ballot box, so they attack him any way they can. Let's go to number 9, Byte 9 from the AV Bytes there. Byte number 9, impeachment and crimes. Byte 9, go.
This is the first impeachment where there's no crime. I say, tell me what I did, please. Well, we don't know. You violated the Constitution. You had Turley, who's smart, Alan Dershowitz, these guys, all of them. They say, there's no crime. There's no crime. Right? There's no crime. I'm the first person to ever get impeached, and there's no crime. I feel guilty. You know what they call it? Impeachment light. It's impeachment light. That's why, you know, with Richard Nixon, I just see it as a very dark era. Very dark, very old. It's, you don't even like to think. I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time. It's crazy.
I'm having a good time. And how political is it? And how critical is this Ukraine phone call really in the scheme of impeachment? It was nothing. It was just something, anything we could tie our wagon to for impeachment. Let me give you an example here. Democrat Congresswoman Schakowsky, I'm not even sure where she's from, but in a tweet says she was convinced to impeach by her son. Her young son convinced her that impeachment was the right thing. He convinced her of that in June. June, the phone call with Zelensky didn't even happen until the 25th of July. That's right. That's the point. She was convinced it was time to impeach the president before he'd done anything wrong. He still hasn't done anything wrong. But her son convinced her in June it was time to impeach, so she decided that that was right. That tells you everything you need to know about the disingenuous nature of the Democrats. It's all political. Now, another big story I have to share with you. A federal appeals court struck down Obamacare as unconstitutional late yesterday. The Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals, in a 2-1 panel vote, concluded the original law's key funding mechanism, known as the individual mandate, requiring you to purchase health insurance or face a tax penalty, was unconstitutional, was properly eliminated by Congress, and therefore the entire law could not be enforced. That means the entire law could come down. The appeals panel sent the issue back to the lower court to decide whether other aspects of the Affordable Care Act can stand on their own or if it brings the whole law down. Obamacare, unconstitutional, according to the federal courts now. It took a few years to make its way through. That's the process. Obamacare, unconstitutional, just like we told you it was way back when. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.